Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere else that's better for you. What is love if you're not here with me? What is love if it's not guaranteed? What is love if it just stops and leaves? What is love if you're not here no more? What is love if you're not really sure?
Gonna take them off. Don't worry, baby.
meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just jeans. No jeans, take them off on the fifth, yo. You a beast, oh, you know that I like that. Come here, baby, I'm the one to see you in a jet. Nothing wrong with that. Say you like it how I feel and gotta do me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No heels, no shirt, no skirt. All the men are just in. No jeans, take them off. Wanna feel ya. You a beast, oh, you know that I like it, baby.
He's the guy that's been building all those wonderful benches for free and putting them around the city. So we gonna talk to him. We got news, you know, from Dave from Chi-Town. He's gonna come on and give us news. We got Miss Tia Sharon with the horoscope. We got Michelle from Unforgettable Pleasure. She's gonna come on and we're gonna, you know, talk about inside of yourself. You know, we're gonna have a little adult conversation. But tonight's topic, y'all, the first song I played tonight was "What Is Love?" Okay, y'all remember that song from Empire? And the topic for tonight is, what does love mean to you? You know, what does it mean to you? How do you feel about the word love, or the feeling, or what? Like, what it mean to you? So, I'm going to play one more song, and I think our interviewer is on the line. So, we're going to come back. We're going to interview, going to put some couples together, because Isha got a matchmaking. We trying to see y'all, hook y'all up. Isha trying to hook y'all up, send y'all out on a date, and give y'all $50 to go. You know that ain't much, but...
You know, I mean, you know, hell. Y'all want this money for this date? Y'all want no love to get right? cold? I'm looking for me a boo.
Let me tell you something. Me and my boo went on a little date, and it cost us $44 yesterday. Okay, so I would be glad
you probably had coupons.
No, I did not have a coupon. We went to Mongolian barbecue. It was only $44, and we both had drinks, and we had the shrimp fried rice. So it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can make $50. Do what it do. On a date.
Right.
So, y'all out there, y'all single, ready, single, let Aisha hook y'all up. Stop playing. Okay? Stop playing, y'all. Y'all let her do it. But I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of this Chris Brown. Future, you did it, and we're going to come back.
Your mama said she's coming.
Really? Beyond imagination. Further thing from Earth. Astronaut.
So she coming over late night with some bad bitches. Told her, baby, have your whole team ready. I done got so high on the minor shoppers. I just need some coffee just to realize. This the new baby in Millennium Wavy. We don't talk as much as we used to lately. Send a text to whoever, my lady. You didn't catch it from the day that you met. I don't wanna get you to ruin your new relationship. Showing tough love, baby, how to sleep with me. Bye bye, baby, going bye bye. Had her on the sideline, now she going bye bye. Used to come through, hit her pull up like a drive by. And she got that pool on her floor, I know a new guy. Nigga has to tie tonight, know that nigga tie tonight. I just had her put up in a pinup like a jackpot. Same young niggas serving junkies at the crack spot. Take some well known pussy, eat it till she passed out. Take a drip of smoke from Keisha with it in cash out. Still a dope boy, so I'm walking with your man's out. Take a job, carry on, told him gon' carry on. Keep the shit a trillion. And I don't wanna take the time to get to know you like I should've did my last one. For my new one, for my new one. For my new job, baby, gone. Bye bye, baby, gone, bye bye. Had her on the sideline, now she going bye bye. Used to come to it, her pull up like a drive by. And she got that pool on her, so I know a new guy. Nigga had to tie tonight, know that nigga tie tonight. I just had her put up in her pinups like a jackpot. Same young niggas serving junkies at the crack spot. Take some well-known pussy, eat it till she passed out. Take a drip of smoke from Keisha with it in cash out.
You didn't, you made me a better person. You didn't, you didn't, you made me a better person. You didn't, you didn't. Coming over late night with a bad bitch. Told baby had her whole team ready. Ay, fall so hard last night. Baby called back, said she wanna have another replay. You enjoyed the moment that you should. Sprinkle game on the dame as I should. So I hang around the game, she the truest. Put her hands out of fun, she the truest. Made me pull up with the fun, I do it. For you once and again, I do it. You want that brand new Benz, I do it. Ain't never got the time, what you doing? You ain't never did complain when we do it. Now you acting real strange when we do it. With these girls on girls when we did it. They ain't never put the world in our business. You see me fall in love, you the realest. You see me getting games and you had to read about it on the blog. You accepted me like a jail car. Baby gone bye bye, baby gone bye bye. Had her on the sideline, now she gone bye bye. Cause she come through, hit her pull up like a driver. And she got that pool on her, so I know her new guy. Nigga had to tie tonight, know that nigga tie tonight. I just had her put up in the pills like a jackpot. Same young nigga serving junkies at the crack spot. Hit some well known pussy, eat it till she pass out. Take a stripper's for some tissue with her, then cash out. You did.
Loving it, my man. But we're gonna go ahead and get off into our interview. Hello, you are on with Let's Talk Radio Show. How are you?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm so glad to get you on the show. For those who may just got out of jail or just getting to the country or just came back from their own funeral, could you introduce yourself and let them know who you are? Who you are, because they got to know who you are. I'm not being funny. And I'm going to tell you how I know who you are. But
let them
know who you are.
I am calling in as the finance queen, Tay. However, I am the woman who wears many hats. I'm a tour dancer,
yes.
International model, business mogul.
Yes.
You know, I wear all the hats there is to wear. So, yeah, the actual topic tonight was about cars. But if you want to know who I am, you know, for the those guys getting out of prison, just Google cute Tay and we'll leave it at that.
But I know who you are, because you are, people say I wear many hats, but you, like you said, you wear many hats. I know who you are because of just in general, you're a hardworking person, very polite. I've met you a few times and you may not have known that I was who I was. You come into my job.
Where is your job?
I'll tell you when we get off air.
Okay, girl. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to say it's not like that, but it's on.
No, I know, you know. You can't let everybody know everything, you know?
Yeah. You know, I inbox you. Yeah. Like,
yes.
But yeah.
Yes.
And I admire you. I try to get people on my show that inspire me or inspire people that, you know, around me that we know. You know, you're a strong black woman.
Right.
Doing your thing, definitely. And I truly love that, appreciate that, and I admire you a lot.
Well, thank you for taking notice and inviting me on your show. That really means a lot.
Oh, most definitely. But the finance queen, you are definitely, okay, let me tell you something. I always, the finance queen, yes, you are that. Okay, because I done seen people you done worked miracles for, and you done worked miracles for these people, okay? And I
know it because I know personal. Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes.
They said, why do you call the finance queen and not the miracle queen? Because all you do is perform miracles.
Yes. So this is an interview, so how long have you been doing the financing, and when did you get into that? Because I know I don't know if you started already, but you said you wanted to get your own lane with that, as far as owning your own business,
yep. Anyone who knows, you know, Cute Tay or the Finance Queen definitely know anything I touch or put my hands on, my brand or my name, I definitely own. Even with selling cars, I may sit at a desk at a dealership. However, I represent them, they represent me, but I'm still an independent contractor, so I still own my own business. With further ado, yes, I will eventually get my own car lot. That's without said. I don't promote it. I don't advertise it. I don't even speak it because it's, you know, everyone already knows. Tay selling cars, it's only a matter of time before she have her own lot. I'm not going to put a time frame on that, but it'll definitely be sooner than later. I'm not a person that dreams. I put, you know, all my brainstorming into reality, and it'll definitely be in an atmosphere quicker than you can think. As far as, you know, the financing directly hands-on with the customers and with the banks, I've been at the dealership that I've been at now for a year, but I've been selling cars for a year and a half directly. And what I mean from that is, you know, full inventory, a car lot, a dealership. But before that, I was a car broker for 5 years while I was owning my own power sport company. So I had a motorcycle power sport company with three-wheelers and ATVs and, you know. Yeah, I did all of that for 5 years, and that's Bigger Toys. That's my company. So in the midst of that, I had clients asking, well, Tay, I need a car. Well, I'm the go-to woman in the city for everything, pretty much the United States. Anything you need, you can call Tay. So with me just knowing everyone and having a huge, you know, network, I just started brokering, you know, cars while I owned the power sport business. Well, I gained to see that power sports is seasonal. You know what I mean? If you're up north like us in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the up north states, we're definitely seasonal with the power sports. I'm not in Florida or Texas. So I've seen that the car business was more lucrative. So instead of car brokering and getting customers here and there, a handful a week, let me get a handful a day. You know, I've always been independent. And, you know, we're not on here to talk income, but why cap my own income when I have the ability to not cap my income and make as much as I want? So with that said, I went into selling cars directly, as well as I feel like any business that I open or that I do, whether it be a hobby, a side venture, or a corporation that I establish, all of my companies, of course, I'm not going to work for free, but the foundation of them, it's not for me to make money because I'm never going to do it totally for free, or else, you know, I'll be, that's my community service lane. We're going to, that's another show. But okay. The foundation of all my business is really to reach out to people and help those who feel like they don't have any help or, you know, anyone to look out for them in that lane of that business that I'm opening. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So this lane just so happens to be the cars. So I'm the finance queen, a.k.a. miracle queen, because I specialize in what they call the Tay-Tay customers. That's what they call us at the dealership, you know. And everyone loves the Tay-Tay customers because they come in there so doubtful and, Tay, you can't get me approved. And, no, everyone told me no, and I got bankruptcy and foreclosure and bad credit, and I just got all these inquiries, and I don't even have a license. Can you legally get me a car with a state ID? If your state ID is valid, yes, I can. If you have proper income, yes, I can. You don't have check stubs? No problem. Give me two bank statements. You don't have those? No problem. Give me a company letterhead stating your date of hire, what your job position is, how much you make, how often you get paid, what your manager's signature and contact information. I can accept that as income. Oh, well, Tay, I get SSI. I don't have no other income. Oh, bring that. I just need your income, you know, verifiable within the last 30 days. So I definitely perform miracles. I perform miracles. Do you take trade-ins? Yes, I do. Oh, it don't run. It's a piece of junk. I don't care. Bring it in. And if you still don't get a car today for whatever reason, you need a co-signer, may need to come back the next day, I'll hold your hand until you come back and get those keys. For every reason you feel like you just don't want to get a car, this isn't your season, you're more than welcome to call me later, and I'll still take that car off your hands because I'm still independent. I still have my own business. I still have my own tow truck in my driveway, and I'll purchase that junk car for you, you know, for a couple of dollars on the side. So you can always do some business with me. Always.
Oh, well, girl, I knew I loved it, didn't
you? Girl, I love you too, honey. You know, us women got to make these coins, you know, and we got to motivate the other women. They can do the same. We can all do this.
Most definitely.
So it's not just about making money. It's about helping others as well while you make that money.
100%. I completely agree. People always saying I'm doing too much, or I'll be trying to put too many things into one pot or
never,
whatever. But
never.
It's just about making it work, and that's what you do, and that's what I love about you. Like, you make it all work. You know what I mean?
I have a lot
like
of people tell me, Tay, if you focus on one thing, you could have been a millionaire by 25. I said, well, guess what? I'm not even 35, and I'm still not a millionaire. But long as I'm a millionaire before I leave the face of this earth, I'm not on your time, and I'm on mine. So even though people see potential on me and wonder why I haven't reached certain heights in my careers, it's because I spread myself thin and I do so much, but I don't care about that. That's who I am. That's the cloth I'm cut from. And for all those men, women, children, grandmothers, mothers, fathers, whoever you are out there to feel like, oh, well, society doesn't accept that I do more than one thing. Hey, your mother didn't have you for society to accept you. Your mother had you for the upper power to accept you and for you to accept yourself first. When you walk out that house and you look at yourself in the mirror. So at the end of the day, if you accept yourself and you accept everything that you do and you walk with pride, everyone will follow. And if they don't, they'll see you at the top, whether it be on television or they're next to me, they'll see you. So I motivate everybody to keep doing what you're doing and don't let nobody discourage you from your dreams, whether you have one or a million, keep doing what you're doing, because if you don't believe in yourself, who will?
I need to hear that today.
That's to everyone listening. Whoever you are. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
You just have to do you. You know, sometimes you have to accept what is your normal. Your normal may not be society's normal. Your average may not be society's average. And sometimes your average and your normal that you set for yourself and your standards, it may intimidate others, but never feel uncomfortable about it because you didn't do anything wrong. You have to keep striving for the best if that's what you feel that you are.
Well, I think you need to wear another hat and do some motivation.
Girl, give me hair, girl. I got another hairstyle for that hat. Where is that? Which one?
seriously, I'm getting ready, and not this year, but in February, I'm putting together, because people tell me I need to do that too. I'm putting together this event for women entrepreneurs, and I it's going to be called The Misconception of the Entrepreneur, and I'm talking about the woman, us. So I want you to come, and I want you to be a speaker, and I want you to speak to these women. It's going to be like a tea party. We're going to wear tea hats and everything. Like,
I could definitely do that. I definitely have some local business women that I can definitely invite to the event as well. Some local business owners. Yes, I definitely can do that. So that I would love to speak there. You just let me know the topic, and girl, I'm gonna get that speech and have everybody doing that praise dance out there. Hallelujah. You're gonna be like, girl, get that testimony. I speak from testimonies, not stories. I have testimony. So definitely someone's gonna feel whatever I'm talking about. It's gonna be real.
Oh, I genuinely appreciate you so much. You just
no problem.
To answer all my questions that I had on the two papers and just answered them all at one time.
I'm sorry. I've been doing interviews for like 20 years, so I kind of like just let all out.
Yes, soak it up. Because everybody just been inboxing me and asking me, like, even my own personal friends and stuff, like, well, can she help me if I got such and such? I'm like, just listen.
Yes.
Call in and listen. I'm an actor.
Yes.
You just answered it all up. She bring you SSI form. Bring you,
long as your income, bring it all. If you work on tips, I just need a letterhead, a professional document from your boss stating that you work there. I will take all income. Only income I cannot accept is unemployment. I even accept child support. If that's your only income, bring me that payroll card. Let's log into that account. Let's print up those documents and send them over to the bank and see what card I can get you into. I will accept child support only. Yes, I will. And for those Android users out there, I do have a free mobile app that I created myself. I'm a website designer and mobile app designer as well. So I do have a free mobile app, Finance Queen Tay. It is available on Google Play for free. You can download that. Have me at your fingertips 24/7. Share it with your friends on social media. Contact me, inbox me, sell your junk cars, look at my inventory, or just simply apply for financing and see what type of car can get you in. The name of my website is www.financequeentaye.com. You can definitely log on there if you are not an Android user. And if you need to contact me, you can reach me directly to my cell phone at 313-638-TAY. That's T-A-Y-E. Got to put that E on my name now. And call me up. Text me, call me, whatever. That's my direct contact.
Thank you so much. You answered all my questions. You didn't put all the information
You're
out
welcome.
There. I'm excited. I'm so
Thank
glad
you.
I was able to meet you on air.
Girl, yes, we gotta sit down and have some tea and crumpets. Well, my crumpets are cupcakes with extra icing.
Oh, please. You know what? I got you on that. Do you like those strawberry shortcake cakes?
I haven't tried them, but maybe you can invite me to try some one day.
I'm gonna inbox you. You can come pick you up some tomorrow. I'm gonna inbox you where to pick it up at. I got you.
Great. Well, I would love to see you again. And anything that you need help with as far as your show, women outreach, the youth, the community, you know, never hesitate to reach out and contact me. If anyone need my help as far as business or just mentoring someone, getting them in a car, definitely give them my contact information. I'm always available.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate
you. You're more than welcome.
Good night. Thank you. I appreciate you a lot.
You too, honey. Congratulations on that show. You're doing a thing over there. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You have a good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye. I love her, y'all. I knew I loved it in her. And I said loved it. Don't judge me. Y'all know how it is. Like I just love women. I'm one of those, like I said, I'm one of those women who wears many hats. And it's just a joy to my heart when I'm able to, oh my God, I have my co-host. I'm sorry.
All the time, man. I was out all
you
the
heard
time,
her,
man.
Did you hear
that? Yeah, but I had something to ask her because I got to get me a car.
Oh, well,
I call
I'm
her.
I'm going to give you her number.
All the time, man. All the time. Yeah, me on mute. This has been happening for the last 3 weeks, bro.
We're looking for a studio engineer because the one we got is not working out. So we're looking to hire a studio engineer. And, yeah. But y'all love it, though. Y'all love it. Y'all heard Tay. Okay, if you're trying to get your car a vehicle, then but tonight's topic is love. What does it mean to you? What does love mean to you? I'm going to go off into a song, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Jay from Chi-Town with the news, y'all, okay? I know he got some juicy stuff for us this week because the news has been off the hook, okay? The celebrity's been off the hook. Stuff just been off the hook, okay? And I know he got it. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to go ahead and play this song, okay? I'm going to play a little bit of I'm playing a little bit of this R. Kelly backyard party because I want to have me a backyard party. Ahead and let Dave from Chi-Town What's the scoop? Hello.
What's up? What's up? It's your boy Dave from Chi-Town. Y'all already know what it is. How y'all ladies doing tonight?
We good. We
y'all good.
Good?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all know I got the news for y'all. First of all, let's talk about this Colin Kaepernick thing. Let's talk about it. They mad because this man sat down in a silent protest. Let's be honest. In 1841, 1814, something like that, the dude set out. He made the anthem. What's his name? Keys. He made the national anthem and stuff like that. But it didn't become the national anthem until 1931. So y'all mad because this man, his First Amendment rights was been around longer than the national anthem. Are y'all serious? Let's be honest about the situation. He just took a stand. So if his First Amendment rights said that I got freedom of speech, what y'all beefing with him for? People calling him
Hello?
A N-word, all kind of stuff. Come on, man. Let's get this right, man. We cannot keep holding these things down toward people when they feel like, hey, I have every right to do what I need to do to stand up. Come on, man. Y'all need to let that go. Y'all need to just let
he
it
used
go.
His platform.
Point blank, period.
I feel like he used the platform that he message out, and I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But the problem is that you got these other black men, Jerry Rice and Rodney Harrison.
Oh, okay.
You going after this man for this stuff, saying that, oh, he's wrong. Man, y'all need to chill out, relax your mind, let your conscience be free one time, okay? The veterans are standing up with Colin Kaepernick right now because they know exactly what it is that they're talking about. And one of the men, Pat Tillman, he died. He played for the Arizona Cardinals. One of his former members, they was in the same brigade or whatever, he's standing with Colin Kaepernick. He's standing with him. So, man, y'all need to go ahead, sit down, let this man do what he do. Let's go ahead and shift away from him real quick. And let's go on over here to this governor of Maine with all of this stuff going on. What's his name? Paul LePage. This dude over here done lost his mind. He's saying that the blacks and the Latinos are riding up the road from Delaware to Maine, and they are targeting white women, getting them pregnant on purpose. This dude, obviously, you shouldn't be sitting in a – you shouldn't be sitting in the chair that you're sitting in if you don't know what it is that you need to be saying. All of this, oh, I don't want to be politically correct no more. We don't care about you being politically correct, but you better understand exactly what it is that's going on. You know, hey, we got to get away from all of this. They keep preaching like, oh, ain't no racism, but it's always rearing its ugly head, which brings me over to Alabama. Pasty Skipper, she lost the mayor race. Down in Alabama, what was her comment? The nigga won. Are you serious?
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding.
Are you serious? What are you talking about? There's no racism, but this is what she said. You are the mayor of Alabama. You lost the race. You can't just take that and say, hey, I lost. You got to say the nigga won. Come on, man.
You know
I got to be able to get
you
over it. Got to be
you
able to get over it. And my second to last thing is I want to talk about the double standard. There's a 17-year-old black kid who has been charged with a felony, possession of child pornography. He's 17. His girlfriend's 16. They was exchanging messages and pictures. So they told him, like, oh, no, we're not having that. It's against the rules. They gave him a felony charge of child pornography, telling him he got to register as a sex offender. But then we got this 23-year-old who just raped the 8-year-old boy. And the judge said, like they have been saying in these last other five cases, oh, I don't want to ruin his image. I don't want him to be institutionalized. So we're not going to lock him up. What about that 8-year-old? What about that 8-year-old? Are you serious? This is what y'all talking about? Come on, man. Y'all know they out here bugging. Man, hey, y'all need to get this right. Stop these double standards. And you either, if you're going to prosecute one for one crime, for the same crime that the other person committed, then you need to make sure that it's fair all across the board. We got to get away from all of these biased-ass policies and things like this. It's not working for us. It's not working.
I completely agree with you, Dave.
The last thing is Chris Brown. And I'm going to talk, I like Chris Brown. I think he's a great entertainer. I got to talk about it. My man supposedly pulled the gun, whatever, on this chick that was in his house who was touching jewelry that she had no business touching. And then she called TMZ. And so then they come to Chris Brown's house, and they want to get in. They call him disgruntled. In case people don't know, in California, L.A., whatever, they have a law that says that the house is the castle. And it means that you need to have a warrant in order for you to come into the house. Not only that, if you feel threatened at any given time, somebody's in your house, then you have every right to defend your house. And if that means you pull a weapon on them, then so be it. He is protected by the law. But the biggest shock, the biggest shock in this whole situation, the girl, I'm not going to give her no star time by saying her name. This young woman is wanted in New York for questioning and a theft heist that took place.
Okay.
Her and some of her friends. Yes, her and some of her friends supposedly stole a wallet and credit cards from people and all of these things like this, and they wanted her to talk, and she didn't know that they wanted her for questioning. Are you serious? Are you serious?
She knew.
Y'all know what
she
time
know.
Is. Cut the
she
nonsense,
know.
People. Cut the nonsense. Let's get this right, man. Stop going after this man. Let this man be. He trying to take care of his daughter and do what he got
to
do, but I know y'all want
to
see him locked up. Now, y'all want to see him locked up, but it's too bad. God got his hands on too many things going on around here. And y'all won't step to the side and let him work? Y'all want to play God? Let's see how that works out for y'all. But this your boy Dave, Chi-Town, bringing the news for y'all. Y'all know how it go. Let these ladies get back to doing what it is that they do.
Thanks, Dave.
For sure.
Have a good night. Y'all know Dave always bringing us the news. Okay. Our show just gets greater and greater, and we appreciate everybody on the call log tonight. If you're just not tuning in, you missed Tay, the Finance Queen, but it's all good because once the show is over, all you got to do is just go back, log in, start over. I'm going to get back into this playlist. We're going to play a little bit of Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky. Then we're going to come back.
From now on, it will be you and I. Coupon F or coupon E, I can get your chick on E, see through a dress, get the address, give her the F, pass it screaming my name ain't me. Getting paid and changing the game is me. That's why I keep a gat in a tuck that rip through your V. Y'all niggas mad cause y'all ain't. Look, I focus and aim. Listen to bull, one verse can fuck up the game. Kick in the door, icy your chain. Clean up your kids, hook up your bulls. But gotta work hard cause it ain't. Used to get work hard, couldn't cook soft. My homie remain anonymous, ripped up the D. And you guessed it, we ripped up the soft. Triple degree, but the game sold, not told, it ain't.
Kissing niggas steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't fuck with phony, bout to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Say my price is good, motherfucker. Show.
Cut it, 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 cut it.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
Trap money, scoop. A million up, but still ain't never touch my rap money.
Now
I'm out in LA fucking with that boy OT.
What's poppin'?
Flew to LA, got a plug on that OG. You know I been getting money. If you know me,
you know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P.
100.
I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's get the small talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk news.
Hey.
Young nigga playing with commas. Might go get a lamp for the summer. I been out here in these streets all my life hustling. My beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right on busting. My trap house, I love it. Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it. But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut
it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it, 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 cut it.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Are you looking for quality hair at a reasonable price? Then look no further. Contact Styles by Sam for the wonderful, lovely Sam's Hair Collection. She's located at 1291 Oakman Boulevard. That's in Detroit, Michigan, 48238. You can also contact her.
Yeah.
your permission.
Show me what it's hitting for. Sip a little Jack, maybe blow a little draw. Love you from behind, but I hate to see you go. Come on, give me that green light. You can let your hair hang down, but only if it feels right.
What's up? It's your girl, Tia Sharon, bringing you the horoscopes for tonight. It is officially Virgo season. Shout out to those Virgos out there. You know me, you know that's one of my favorite seasons. Tonight's horoscope read. Today, any first impressions you are going to make will be very important. And your ambition requires you to play along with some political games. Use a classic combination of calm and cool to help you take advantage of a gigantic opportunity when it appears in front of you later in the afternoon. don't show enthusiastic. You are really already there right away. Say that for when you are celebrating later with friends. An objector demeanor will be called for most of the day. For your career and finance, take the time out of your usual routine and put that eureka idea in motion. Just when you thought you made a system procedure as good as it could possibly be, this fresh perspective changed everything for the better. Fantastic. Tonight, your lucky numbers are 70, 59, and 66, and I'll return with your love scope.
Do you see yourself expanding this project to something else? You got something else in plan?
or any ideas besides the benches?
Well, I've been having a lot of contacts. I met with the owner of DDOT, sat down with the Department of Transportation, and I done sat down with a couple companies that want to pay me for a bench to sit at the bus stop, but actually put their logo and, you know, specials, what they got on there. And, like, I'm just really trying to do the work for the Lord for the vision that, he put in my heart. I really want to get two benches at every bus stop before, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want people to get a mixed conception, like, was this for money or no? This is what I really want to do from my heart. So, like, a lot of people have been telling me, like, no, you got to go for the money while it's high. And sometimes it's not about that. You put in something good, you're going to get something out of it. It may not be right around the corner, but it's going to come.
That's true. That's 100% true. So the funding, I know the funding for the benches have come in now. People are starting to donate more now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, because before I was spending my own money. So far, we done raised $1,500, you know, and that helps out a whole lot because it's mainly I just need help with materials. I never get tired of doing for the city.
All right. Are you mainly just doing the benches by yourself now?
Yeah, I do them by myself. I've been a carpenter for the past 6 years, so I do all type of carpentry work, and I love working with wood. So I can literally build 10 to 12 benches a day.
And that's definitely a skill trade to have. Would you be open-minded to maybe getting some of these youth, some of the young guys out and helping you and showing them how to put some benches together? I think that would be great. Yeah,
I'm trying to put that together now. I'm trying to get a big park. I'm trying to get one of these lumber companies involved to where they can drop off like maybe 400 or 500 studs. And I want a bunch of 16 and under young kids and just come out and show them a different trade because that trade gonna last you forever.
Well, I know somebody who has a mentorship program going. His name is Greg Anderson. He's part of the Rise Them Up organization. And I would love to give him your information and maybe you guys can hook up and put something together.
I'm down for that.
Out there. Yeah, I think that would be great. And I'm pretty sure he would be willing as well to come out there and help and do some stuff. And I ain't going to say I hold the stud. Like, I might, you know.
No, what you're doing now is enough. You're giving people a platform to speak. So, you know, that's more than enough.
And I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate anybody that let me get in that inbox or send them a text or whatever and they respond back to me because some people think they bigger or higher than what I'm doing. And what they fail to realize is it's just like a article of clothing. And we all are the thread to it. So in order for us to make a garment, we all got to work together and thread it. So that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I definitely appreciate you giving me this time. Where could, if anybody wants to donate or help or do anything, where can they contact you or reach you at? Besides Facebook, that's the obvious, but where could they get in contact with you personally or how could they get with you?
Anybody can call me at any time or email me. My email is antbanks1989, that's antbanks1989@gmail.com. Or just call me or text me at 313-413-6477. You can call and just talk to me about your problems. We're going to get through it.
You better tell them. All right. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to have to get you a segment on this show.
Oh, man, for sure. I mean, look, I read something in the article, not to take up too much time. Like, just in the music industry alone in Detroit, it was $3.2 billion made. And I'm like, if there was much money as in Detroit right now, Detroit need to come together because this city is we too far apart to have so much talent. We can be like L.A. and Atlanta right now. We could be bigger than them. Motor City, man. Motown.
I completely agree with you on that 100%. Just from the few artists that I know myself that are out here working and grinding. Like, just three of my closest associates were on Fox 2 musically. And you're absolutely right about that, most definitely. But I appreciate you giving me this time and coming on. I'm going to make sure I get your information to my friend Greg so you guys can definitely hook up and connect. Shoot, I'm going to send my nephews over. They need something to do. They can help shoot. That's just something
positive. That's what's up. I'm just about to start my carpentry. I'm just starting up my own carpentry business, and like I said, I'm looking for young kids all the time that want to learn. I'm one of those people. I would teach you. It's better than on job training to go learn out of a book.
100% right. 100% true. Well, I definitely appreciate you. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna have to get you back on the show, and a little bit later on down the line, so we can talk more in depth about the program and where you at and how things are going. Keep up the good work. Okay. If you need me on anything, just hit me up. I definitely don't mind helping whatever the situation or whatever it is. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, for sure. And the same thing. I definitely want to be – I'm going to reach out to you if I have any events, but just, you know, for sponsorship, you know, anything. I'm all about Detroit, you know what I'm saying?
Put
so we
down,
can have 100%. You out there as a sponsorship. You know, you get your name, more people can see you, more people can call, you know what I'm saying, listen in.
Yes.
Because now y'all, you got to go hard. You got to put these radio stations – on air off, man, because they play the same thing over and over and say, you know what I'm saying? So shows like this got to represent.
Yes, thank you so much. And you have a good night, and I'll be talking with you soon. Thank you so much.
For sure. One love.
Most definitely. Y'all know I love good interviews, and I love people that are doing something positive in the city. He's definitely doing something positive. If you're trying to donate or you're trying to hook up with that young man, you can definitely go on his Facebook page at Anthony Banks. If you can't find that for some odd reason on your own or something, then go on to our page, and we've tagged him 50 million times. So it's not hard to just click the link, click his name, add, inbox, or whatever it is that you got to do. I'm going to go ahead and get back off into this playlist because tonight's topic is love. What does it mean to you? When we come back from this song, I'm going to tell you what it means to me. But in the meantime, in between time, we're gonna let Tony tell you how many ways.
I'm not afraid to
Tonight's love spoke reads, if you find yourself arguing with roommates, do everyone a favor and walk away for a while. By this evening, all will be forgiven and you'll be ready to move on to something new. Today's daily couples read, are you trying to change your sweetie pie's behavior to think about your own? The other habit of meddling is a hard one to break, but your own sight could benefit from more maintenance. Tonight, singles, don't worry, we got you. If you're looking at a fantastic day, don't hold back. Keep moving forward. Jump into life with zeal. This is a great time to break through procrastination and say something that you always wanted to say to that special someone. You're sure to start off on the right foot. Tonight, your compatible signs are Capricorn, other Virgos, and Aquarius. And this is Tia Sharon signing off with your horoscope. I just jammed out for y'all, and now we are about to come on with the lovely Michelle. Pleasure, and we are going to talk about. Okay.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, boo.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
We good. So tonight. Okay, you got us a juicy one tonight.
We're going to talk about sexual and relationship goals when the kids go back to school.
Okay. So I might have to take this conversation. You're trying to make me take this conversation.
Listen, if you have kids, you understand that this has been a long-ass summer. Every single day, they up with y'all when y'all wake up. They up with you when you go to sleep. They just there. So, as a parent, I am excited.
Damn.
Send his ass back to school. I'm ready. Like,
damn. Like, I ain't ready to get on my nerves just so I can get my love life back.
Mm-hmm. Walk around naked at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See, you ladies don't understand, because I don't think any of you have children.
Bino, all of them have children but me. I'm the only one who don't have kids.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I ain't really looked into y'all profile of y'all lives yet. I ain't stalked y'all just yet, so, you know,
everybody
I ain't know.
Everybody got the children but me.
So then, Issa and Bino understand then. They ready.
Yeah, I get. They not on right now. They both at work, so I'm.
My baby's at work.
I'm holding the platform down on my own. A little, not my own, cause Tia and Dave, they held station down, and you hear the whole doors down. But as far as the hosting thing, I'm on my own tonight. It's all good though. Next week we're gonna be back on and popping, but yeah. Some of the parents can do, or what's some advice that you can give them?
They can always start simple. And when they're getting the kids ready for school, they can always start cooking breakfast and giving their spouse breakfast in bed. That'll be an easy way to kind of get it situated. The spouse that's in bed can eat breakfast while the other one is dropping the kids off. If they have to drop the kids off, and then they can come back and they can play.
Right now.
See, but you got to get them up.
She's some early morning nookie, is what she's saying.
It's always good.
It's always good. She's saying get your little early morning rush. The wood is wooding, so why not take advantage of the pecker?
Listen, what I've learned is if you start your day off right, it'll continue that way. And that's just my personal opinion. Start it all right, you have a good morning. The rest of the day is just going to follow. So why not wake up and enjoy it with your spouse? Or why not wake up and pleasure yourself and just be happy throughout the day?
Yourself, right?
You got to throw that in there. Sometimes you be home alone. So if you there by yourself, you just...
You so stupid.
Start I'm so serious, though. Start it off.
So you're
going to get one of them
that...
unforgettable pleasure toys, and hey, enjoy yourself.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show, though. That's all I'm going to say about that. Right here.
Pro masturbation. That's all I'm saying. Just.
Oh, you know what? That's what we should talk about that next week. About I don't know if we want to say how often do you masturbate or do you masturbate or what's your masturbation rate level. I don't even know if we want to talk about that.
We'll figure it out. But the thing is you just can't be shocked. You're going to meet some women or men that say that they don't do it at all. You're going to meet some people
lying.
That say that they got to do it all the time.
And they talk. Well,
depending on how you have sex, you probably haven't. You know, some people haven't masturbated. But that's because they really just, they just fucking just to fuck.
Or haven't discovered their soul.
Exactly. That's why I say you fucking just to fuck. You fucking just because you like being penetrated. You're not fucking because you're having an orgasm.
Well, all right, ma'am. Okay, now. We're gonna hold off on that conversation. We're gonna hold off on that a little bit. For whatever show we decide to put that.
We'll talk about that then.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go tonight. Do you give everybody your social media information? And what you got some sales or some deals or something going on?
I have some grab bags going on. We've got 5 different products for $30. I got a few left where they can always hit me up on Instagram at Unforgettable Pleasures or Facebook. For Michelle Collins, or they can always go onto the website at youpleasures.com. They can reach me.
I can reach you. Okay. She ain't got no people, but you can reach her. She got one. It's not an issue. Mm-hmm. You didn't get none of that. When the show go off, go back on, click the listen button, and get that information. Or just go on our social media page. I just share all of her information, and all you got to do is click the link. Order your Unforgettable pleasures, and pleasure yourself. I'm going to holler at you next week. Thank you for coming, tuning in.
You're welcome, boo. All right, baby.
All right. All righty, y'all. Okay. That was Michelle Collins. And this has been a lovely, lovely show tonight. I appreciate both of my interviewers. Okay. Finance Queen Miss Tay and the talented Anthony Banks building, helping the community. I really appreciate those guys for coming on. But we are ending the show tonight. If y'all are looking for us, if you want to book us, we're bookable. If you want anyone to come out and host your party. If you want to promote your products on our show, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, you can always reach us at letstalkradioshow1@gmail.com. I am your host and creator, the lovely Miss Sunday, a.k.a. Sunday Creations. If you're looking for me, you can reach me at Sunday's Creations_ Oh, no, my bad. You can reach me at www.sundayscreationsjosies.com. You can reach me on Facebook at Sunday Surreal. You can find any of my group creations on Instagram. I am Sundays Creative. On Twitter, I am Sundays Creative. If you're looking for the show, we are all across the board as Let's Talk Radio Show. Once again, that's Let's Talk Radio Show on Facebook, Let's Talk Radio Show _313 on Twitter, Let's Talk on Instagram, and Snapchat coming soon. If you're looking for us at the website, it's www.letstalkradioshowjosies.com, and we are signing off, and we definitely will see, hear, talk, motivate, inspirate y'all next week. We got a great show, as always, next week. And I'm going to leave y'all off on a smooth, mellow note, as I always do. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of feeling in love with you.
Let me know.